Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence.
Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. We're going to talk about creativity. Have you ever felt creative or ever felt stuck, I should say? Feeling stuck is like the opposite of creativity. And feeling stuck is like frustration, boundaries, walls, things that really just prevent us from being happy, moving forward, having possibilities. When we are creative, we can overcome all of those things. So today I'm going to talk about keys to creativity, seven keys to creativity. And I would like to begin by asking you, what is it about creativity that attracts you? What is it that you desire to create? Is it something in your life? Is it something in the world, in the workplace, for people you love or people you don't even know? Some people might say the reason that they create is that they feel a selfless desire to put something good or beautiful out there in the world for other people to enjoy. Some people feel that creating brings kind of loose ends together and creates a sense of wholeness. Others think creating is kind of a logical process that solves problems. Now, of course, engineers might think that because we usually create functional things that solve issues in the world, like creating the ATM machine, creating the kind of car that has a convertible top that comes off and comes back on with a motor. There are a lot of times people have created very interesting solutions based on a problem they faced, and putting that good out there in the world has really helped other people. So what do you want to create? Why do you create? And what is it that this process does for us? Sometimes we create specifically for a job. Like we create as a profession. We create to earn money. We create to have a livelihood. Other times we create for the purpose of our stress relief and our avocation, or as we might call it, our side gig or our hobby. You don't have to be an artist to be creative. There are many, many different ways to be creative. There can be creativity in the kitchen, for example. Like, I know for a fact there are many people who can look at basic ingredients in the kitchen and in their minds envision 5 or 6 totally diverse meals that they could make out of these main ingredients, while other people looking at the same set of ingredients would think, yep, we have flour and butter, but I don't know what we're going to have for dinner. So there is some degree of creativity in all of us. We are all human beings and we all have creative potential and the ability to be creative. At the very least, we can be creative in our own lives. And as we grow and practice and continue learning more, we can also be creative in ways that benefit other people as well. Something about being creative drives us. It actually calls to us. And when we have the opportunity to share our creativity, it can also enhance our self-esteem, our well-being, our mood. It can be very therapeutic in some ways. And it doesn't, as I said, it doesn't matter if it's art or other types of creativity. I'm a musician myself. And I have never really been a creative artist with visual arts. So if I were to sit down and try to paint a painting, that kind of creativity would frustrate me. It probably wouldn't be something I'm super good at right away. But someone else could come along, like I have a son who is a visual artist, and given a set of paints, he might really create something interesting and fantastic that I would just never imagine at this point. But at the same time, all of us can learn to be creative. And so I have some principles or key points that I'd like to share today. 7 keys of innovation and creativity to get us going. So the first thought is that as we think about creativity, and especially in light of when we feel limitations or when we're struggling personally and need to tap into our wellness and have some reserves going, creativity can really be a relief to us. So the first key is to accept you are creative. You have creativity. Everyone is creative. We all have the natural ability to be creative. And while we are creative in different ways or in different degrees than other people, yes, we are all creative. Number 2, Practice creative thinking to develop it. Did you know that creativity can actually be increased? There are other kinds of natural abilities people have that can be increased also, such as interpersonal abilities, athletic skills, physical agility, and music ability. I'm sure we could name many, many more skills and abilities we could grow. Creativity can be thought of like a skill. It can be taught like a skill as well, and it could be increased through regular practice. Now, if we don't use our creativity, it also makes sense that we might think we're just not creative. Instead, it would be better to say that we need to tap into our creativity and develop it. As we practice, we're going to experience both fear and failure because we are practicing. Anytime we're practicing something, we're going to fail just like we're going to succeed, and we're going to grow in that ability. So understanding that fear and failure will both come along while we're being creative, that can help us keep going rather than stopping when we feel afraid or when we make mistakes and fail. Key number 3, be willing and open to new possibilities. If we are stuck on routines, traditions, or the way we've always done things, it can be very challenging to find a new creative approach. According to Nancy Napier, the executive director of Boise State University's Center for Creativity and Innovation, organizations might have different missions, but in order to be creative or innovative, they typically have a willingness and a desire to be creative. One question that can help this process grow is, what can we do that is better or different? Key number 4. A mindset of abundance helps creative ideas to flow. If we are focused on lack or what we don't have, it can be kind of challenging to create. But when we focus on what we do have, what possibilities exist, what opportunities there are, connections between unrelated things and solutions, creativity can absolutely flourish. Principle number 5, continue to learn. Creativity taps into the existing knowledge we have, our imagination and attitude, and it connects with our resources, our habitats, and our culture to build solutions. And that's according to Tina Seelig. She's a best-selling author and Stanford University professor who focuses on innovation and creativity. When we think about this, lifelong learning helps us grow our creativity by adding to our existing knowledge. Principle number 6, or key number 6, practice yes and rather than yes but. The and idea can connect new possibilities and lead to further ideas without creating barriers to ideation. Now, ideation is where we are making new ideas come to light and we're accessing our creativity. When all ideas are initially accepted and considered during like an idea generation process or brainstorming, ideas can continue to grow and emerge. During this kind of process, rejections, limits, and criticism can immediately stifle any new ideas or creativity that are developing. This will stop the process altogether. After brainstorming is finished, ideas could be evaluated, whittled down, but during the early process of connecting and creating and generating those ideas, encouraging all ideas to form is critical. Now, I have one example of this, and it is in the field of writing. I don't consider myself a gifted writer. At one point, I wrote a book, and I was struggling to get ideas out. Every time I would sit down, I would write very little. I really felt stuck, just like I had natural writer's block all the time. I listened to a book, I forget the author's name, but it was about writing 5,000 words an hour. It was a fascinating book, and the principle in this book was about how we need to just dictate the ideas and dictate every single idea that comes to our mind about the topic and just basically throw it all down there and later go back and edit, weed out, and whittle down and revise and all of that. Because if we are open to just letting everything flow initially, that's going to generate more and more and more ideas. If we're editing as we're thinking and we aren't starting to write yet, we're actually putting up barriers and starting to block our process, and it makes it almost impossible to write anything because everything within us is internally criticizing all of those ideas. So that's why the brainstorming or the idea generation process is good to have first, and then the evaluating, the whittling, the revising, and the narrowing could happen later. Key number 7, use a process and structure to create because structure and creativity go together. This might seem unusual because structured is a rigid and limiting thing. Yet when we think about a violin string, it's only free to create beautiful music because it is pulled tight on both ends, focusing the vibration of that string. Because of the structure and limits that violin has, it can produce. If the string were just flopping around and not tied tight with that structure of tightness, there would never be any music from a violin other than possibly knocking on the wooden body of the violin to make a rhythm. So nothing else would happen. Now, right now, a lot of us are still really struggling with the effects of COVID-19, the pandemic, and many stay-at-home orders and different kinds of controls going on around us in society. That kind of stuff can really feel intense, very stressful, anxiety-producing, and draining. When we're experiencing that kind of stress and pressure, creativity or creating generally can be very helpful. Writing in a journal, typing some free writing, creating music, composing music, writing poetry, painting, drawing, sketching, inventing, creating new processes, contributing ideas. Lots of different things can really calm us and take away from the anxiety. I've noticed, as you might have, many people post internet videos of baking different kinds of creative things that maybe they haven't baked before or made before, and they're sharing them freely with other people to help encourage them to do the same. There are a lot of wonderful creative ideas we can find that others in our world are sharing right now to encourage each other, to comfort each other, and to calm themselves. At the same time, when we think about being creative, when we're tense and stressed, that can actually really make it difficult to be creative or to feel like generating that creativity. This is one of the reasons why it's so important to look at creativity as a skill that can be practiced and grown rather than an innate natural talent. Of course, there are many people that have natural talents for creativity, but not all of us are gifted in that way. Practicing the skill will allow us to become better and better at tapping into our creativity, doing things that really fuel us, energize us, and give us something to put out there and share with others that's going to benefit them and connect us to them, as well as helping them and blessing their lives as well. So think about these 7 keys to creativity I've shared with you today, and consider this week, how might you create? What are some areas in which you are driven to create? Or what is at least one area in which you would like to practice being creative? Here's to being the best version of you this week.
This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.